This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol. It wasn't pretty. In fact, it was downright ugly at times. But Congress has finally finished its work in the second session of the 118th Congress with the passage of a continuing resolution funding the U.S. government through the middle part of March. The route to passage was rough and rocky. There were hard feelings. The sausage that came out of this lame duck is barely edible. But it's done. There won't be a shutdown. The country can exhale. So let's go back over the final week. Speaker Mike Johnson proposed a 1,500-plus page CR chock full of a bunch of things unrelated to funding the government. It funded the government until mid-March, provided much-needed relief for those hit hard by disasters, and gifted a number of stocking stuffers, the necessary sweetener to help the medicine go down. Who couldn't like it? Well, for one, the president-elect and his sidekick, Elon Musk. In a space of a few minutes, their tweets against the bill struck like a cruise missile, and poof, the bill was dead in the water. That was on Wednesday. On Thursday, Speaker Johnson brought a skinny version of the bill to the floor, and he did it under suspension, knowing that passing a rule was out of the question. This one was pared down to 116 pages, provided funding through mid-March, disaster relief, and suspended the debt ceiling until January 30th of 2027. That last item earned the president-elect's support, but didn't go so well among a number of GOP representatives who actually have a voting card. 38 Republicans opposed it. Only two Democrats supported the measure. So on suspension, that version of the CR tanked miserably. 235 opposed, only 174 in favor. Then on Friday, hours before a lapse in funding and a government shutdown, Speaker Johnson called a conference meeting to present options going forward. Either attempt the same CR as the night before, with the debt ceiling removed, or seek a rule on three separate issues, the CR, disaster aid, and economic assistance to farmers. The advantage of doing it under a rule was it only takes a simple majority. He opted for the suspension path, and it proved to be the right move, passing with the necessary two-thirds of those present and voting. The president-elect didn't weigh in. Soon thereafter, the bill went on to the Senate. So the work of the 118th Congress is complete. It's safe to say, however, we didn't stick our landing. The limp into the holidays was worse than my hip replacement. So back to the way this all started. Johnson with a 1,587-page bill crafted in private and sprung on his colleagues with little time to read it. Then the tweets, and finally a merciful death. Kind of reminded me of that scene in A Christmas Story. You remember the movie about Ralphie and the Red Rider? It's the scene where Flick, surrounded by all of his buddies, gets his tongue stuck to the flagpole. Bell rings, everyone goes back to class, and there's Flick all by himself. Mike Johnson was Flick. The CR was the flagpole. The drama that played out this week in Washington foretells of some interesting times ahead. Our majority in the House will be thinner. We do have the Senate, but only by 3 votes. With Trump in the White House, we should be in a much better position to craft policy that truly does serve the nation's interests. But if the closing act of the 118th is any indication, the ride we board on January 3rd could have so many twists and turns, they'll rename this place Six Flags Over the Capitol. But for now, Congress is home, and as the famous song goes, all is calm, all is, well, not so bright. But at least the government is funded. There will be no shutdown this time around, and nothing stands in the way of Christmas with family and friends. As I left the Capitol late Friday, the December air on Capitol Hill was penetrated by that booming baritone voice of a jolly old fat man with a white beard dressed in red. This is what I heard. Now Johnson, now Jeffries, now Clark and Scalise, on Emmer, on Aguilar, on Rechenthaler and Elise. To the U.S. House, to the National Mall, now dash away, dash away, dash away all. Here's to hoping for a blessed Christmas and a happy new year for you and yours. It's an honor and a privilege to serve the great citizens of Arkansas's 3rd District. As always, I invite your views. This is Congressman Steve Womack. with comment from the Capitol.